The U.S. is warning that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any moment.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Kyiv today. It's the first stop in a trip that will also take him to Moscow. It's the latest attempt by Western leaders to come up with some diplomatic solution that would prevent a widespread war in Eastern Europe.
What do Ukrainians want to hear from the German Chancellor today?
So Ukrainians want Western leaders, including Olaf Scholz, to show some moral support, to communicate something other than panic. I mean, this weekend, more than a dozen countries, including Germany and the U.S., told their citizens to get out of Ukraine immediately. Many embassies, including the American embassy, say they're planning to move at least some of their operations to Lviv in western Ukraine from Kyiv, from the capital. Lviv is in the far west of Ukraine, and the Polish border is less than a two-hour drive away. So it's very easy to get to NATO and European Union territory. I just spent a couple of days reporting in Lviv. It's this beautiful, lively city with cobblestone streets and cafes everywhere, and kids were playing in the squares. And the Ukrainians I spoke to there are really disappointed that so many Western countries are telling their citizens to flee. A historian and tour guide I met there, her name is Ivanka Honak, she says that this panic is just making Ukrainians feel very alone.
I'm a mother of three children, and I'm a bit desperate because I don't know if Ukraine should rely on the help of international community. Each family that I know, they have their emergency backpacks. They feel they might need to run any moment.
And, you know, most Ukrainians, you know, they don't want to run. Remember, they've lived with Russia as an aggressive neighbor for many years. The Ukrainians I spoke to, they joke that the only locals actually running away right now are the oligarchs who flew out on their private planes.
So German Chancellor Scholz is going to meet with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Is that going to be tense, Joanna? Because many Ukrainians have not really been that pleased with how Germany has handled this crisis.
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. The Ukrainians have not been pleased at all. They want a much more forceful support from Germany, and the German chancellor will probably be feeling some of that tension. He's expected to speak with Zelensky about how to stabilize the Ukrainian economy. And, you know, international fears have really taken a toll on Ukraine's currency, and international airlines are suspending flights to Ukraine, in part because the insurance rates are fluctuating so wildly. German media have also reported that Scholz also plans to hit this economic theme with Russia tomorrow in an attempt to get them to back off Ukraine. The chancellor could say, like, look, invading Ukraine is going to crush the Russian economy. And this is pretty tricky territory for Olaf Scholz because Germany has a business relationship with Russia. The big item is the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. So Scholz has been cautious about what he says, but he has promised tough sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. And Nord Stream 2 is definitely on the table as a sanction.